come, said Squeers. Let's go to the schoolroom, and lend me a hand with my school coat, will you?
Nicholas assisted his master to put on an old fustian shooting jacket, which he took down from a peg in the passage, and Squeers, arming himself with his cane, led the way across a yard to a door in the rear of the house.
There, said the schoolmaster as they stepped in together. This is our shop, Nickleby.
It was such a crowded scene, and there were so many objects to attract attention, that at first Nicholas stared about him, really without seeing anything at all. By degrees, however, the place resolved itself into a bare and dirty room with a couple of windows, whereof a tenth part might be of glass, the remainder being stopped up with old copybooks and paper. There were a couple of long old rickety desks, cut and notched and inked and damaged in every possible way, two or three forms, a detached desk for Squeers, and another for his assistant. The ceiling was supported like that of a barn, by crossbeams and rafters, and the walls were so stained and discolored that it was impossible to tell whether they had ever been touched by paint or whitewash.